Get ready to tip your server at McDonald's. The fast food chain said yesterday that it's getting ready to offer table service at all of its U.S. restaurants. And it's just one of the many adjustments the company is making to help turn around sales. Mike Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, and he joins us now from New York. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Magda.
So, Mike, I have to say one of my fondest memories growing up in Corvallis, Oregon, is riding my bike through the McDonald's drive-thru. So this idea of table service at McDonald's, how's that going to work?
Well, you know, you'll basically have the option to sit down and get table service, but you'll still be able to order at the counter and the drive-thru. I don't know about bikes, if they'll allow that, but the drive-thru is actually where the majority of their sales come from. So this table service plan is part of a sort of a broader strategy aimed at improving the experience inside the actual restaurants to beef up sales there. No pun intended.
Okay. We'll try to resist. But it's not just table service, since, as you said, there will be these other options still available. But the company is going to be opening up digital kiosks that people can order from. So would that be before you got to the head of the line?
Yes, they'll be installing these kiosks. They've found that people actually might spend a little more if they have the time to go through the kiosk. And they'll also be offering the option of you can order and pay for your meal over a smartphone app before you even get into the restaurant. So it's all part of a plan to really streamline the process and make it more efficient so that people are not discouraged by the prospect of big lines once they enter the restaurant.
So this is a direction which several companies are moving towards. I mean, Starbucks has got it, Panera's got it, and others. I mean, what's going on in the industry? But with McDonald's, we're talking about fast food. That's really driving these changes.
Right. Well, specifically at McDonald's, Steve Easterbrook, the CEO for the last year and a half, has shown a real eagerness to shake things up and experiment, try new things, and specifically because they are facing a lot of new competition. For one thing, people are tending to eat healthier and sort of more gourmet-oriented these days. But even if you're just hungry for a burger, there's a lot more competition from chains like Shake Shack and Five Guys and various regional chains. So much stiffer competition than McDonald's has faced in the past.
And McDonald's has been trying to jumpstart sales recently. I mean, lots of people got excited when they introduced all-day breakfast. However, shares are up just over, 1% in 2016 so far? That's lagging way behind the S&P. So, I mean, why is it that even with these changes, McDonald's seems to have a mountain to climb here?
Well, for one thing, they've just grown to be such a big chain that trying to move the needle on something that big is difficult. And again, they're experimenting. Some of their changes have done well. The introduction of all-day breakfast, a lot of people like that. That's here to stay. Another big ambitious program they had was called Create Your Own Taste, in which people could order a burger with various different toppings and different types of bun and that sort of thing. And that didn't work out so well because it was kind of too much for the franchises to handle. It cost more to provide all these ingredients, and it was more labor intensive.
Yeah. Well, Mike Regan is a columnist for a Bloomberg Gadfly, and Mike, I have to say, the folks that used to work at my local McDonald's were pretty cool. They never minded when I rode my bike through the drive-thru.
I'll have to try that sometime.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.